Well, all this month we've been featuring the town of Cottonwood, Arizona. It's part of our Rosie on the House Arizona staycation. That's easy for me to say again. Got a chance to hook up with Mark Novak of Santan Valley. He was the winner of our staycation to Cottonwood. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. So like every staycation winner, the first thing that you do is you go to Sanderson Ford and pick out your car for the weekend. What did you drive?
The little SUV they have.
It's a Ford Edge?
Edge, that was it.
That's a nice car.
It was a little freaky at first when it came to a stoplight and the engine shut off.
Well, I have a Ford Hybrid, and it does the same, too, and I have to kind of listen just for a little bit and go, okay, the engine's running. Okay, we're good to go. Now, we had a chance to talk with Corey at the Pines Motel last week, and that was a place we found that blew us away because it really is a nice place in Cottonwood.
Very nice. It was room, a little kitchenette, stove, refrigerator, microwave, nice swimming pool, nice people there. Had a great time at the hotel.
And it's a perfect place to stay to enjoy Cottonwood, or you've got Jerome and Sedona nearby, very short drives of just a really neat place. So what did you do on your staycation besides the car and staying at the Pines?
Well, Saturday, we spent the morning in Jerome. I think we hit just about every shop. Friday night, we went to a real nice restaurant in Cottonwood for a fish fry. Came back and enjoyed the pool Saturday afternoon. Saturday evening, we went to Sedona, had a nice meal at a nice restaurant there.
You do any hiking by chance or just kind of chilled?
Hiking? No, I'm not a hiker. I got bad knees and a bad back.
Okay.
I'm an old man.
But you have eyes and you get to enjoy the view of the Verde Valley, which is just every time I bring friends
awesome.
To Arizona. Yeah, exactly. And did you have some extra goodies in your gift basket?
Oh, yes. Some real nice magazines and books from Arizona Highways, some candy and some muffins from Coyote Ode.
Yum.
Yeah, they were good.
Well, Mark, I'm glad you had a great time on your staycation. Our next one you can register for right now is for October, Patagonia, Arizona. We're heading south. You'll stay at the Duquesne House Inn and Gardens, and you can register right now at rosieonthehouse.com under the staycation tab, just like Mark did. Mark, I'm glad you had a good time.
I appreciate everything Rosie does for me. He saved my butt a bunch of times in the house. Thank you all for the staycation. It was awesome. I appreciate it.
Well, glad we could help you, Mark, and appreciate you tuning in and entering and enjoying your trip. The Verde River that originates in Yavapai County is fed by a series of springs east of Paulden and the upper canyons found below Sullivan Lake. Moving south is what's known as Middle Verde and is joined by additional springs, Granite Creek, Big Chino Wash, Hell's Canyon, Sycamore Canyon. Perennial tributaries include Oak Creek, Wet Beaver, and West Clear Creek. The region that's called the Middle Verde is Arizona's only wild and scenic river, and that's designated by rivers.gov. You can go on that website and read about the National Wild and Scenic Rivers Act of 1968. The only wild and scenic river, Middle Verde. I would have thought some places in White Mountains would have qualified for it, but only the Middle Verde.
All right, well, let's wrap up our show of Jailbreaks and Great Escapes with Dr. David Dean, assistant professor at Grand Canyon University.
I thought we didn't.
How are you going to end this?
Well, we do have a high note in Arizona corrections type of experiences. Certainly, you can't talk about Arizona in this area without talking about Ernesto Miranda. Miranda was arrested in 1963. He was put in a police lineup. He was accused of rape and murder. He was held in custody for a number of hours, and he was forced to confess to a crime that, as it turns out, later was challenged on that confession because he had never been given the right to an attorney in representation. And that his case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and that's why we have the Miranda rights, and people are Mirandized for that. Of course, himself, he was later got in a tussle at a little bar called the Deuce in Phoenix near 2nd and Jackson and was stabbed over a $2 poker game and probably never got to really – understand the impact of what he did for all persons, incarcerated or not, that have in terms of their rights and things. So that's a good high note for
it
Arizona.
It is. That became federal law when you watch the the cop shows.
Right.
And they're cuffing the guy or the gal, and they start their speech. You have the right to remain silent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't afford counsel, one will be provided for you. That's being Mirandized.
Right. You sound like you know that familiarly.
I've heard. I watch.
We watch Blue Bloods.
Okay. I'm just checking.
A lot.
I'm just wondering what the experience was in that.
Hill Street Blues and Blue Bloods.
Yeah. No. And you're right. The Miranda rights are very, very important. In fact, police officers in some cases are asked to actually read it from word for word from a card that they carry with them, just so that there's no question that that the words are all said. So sometimes the way they say it on TV is often a little bit more dramatized.
All right. Well, in the next hour, we're bringing in John J. Harper, who actually has ancestors that took part in much of the early incarceration history in Arizona. Grandfather's warden at the Florence prison. Ancestors that were involved in the Power Cabin shootout. But we'll probably go off topic on that and switch to the Outdoor Living Hour. Cover the Shade Conference from yesterday.
And you can join the conversation if you have a question about your landscape garden. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text can be sent to 411-923, or you can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need a little help with plant or insect identification. You can get on the line now and be ready to start our Outdoor Living Hour here coming up at right about 8:06 after top of the hour news. It's Rosie on the House with you every single Saturday morning. Dr. Dean from Grand Canyon University, history professor, thanks for the research and the storytellings and the nightmares I'm going to have tonight.
Thank you for having me come in again. I love being here.